Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
The Key Bridge sinking. The bridge is gone. Holy hell.
Holy hell is right. What a awful story out of Baltimore. But let's like we said, look for some good news on this thing. Jen found it at the end of the last segment. They have rescued two people out of the water. We'll take that.
Which in itself is amazing because they just had some expert on Fox who said the water, and this is my first concern, was how cold is this water?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we think, you forget, you know, we live in South Florida. It's warm all the time. In Baltimore, not warm. So the water's 47 degrees. They say, this expert said, and I don't know who he was, but he said at that temperature, the average person would last an hour before hypothermia sets in. They also, if they fell from the bridge is 185 feet above the water. So if you're in a car and you're falling that far.
Exactly, right.
That's a pretty horrific fall, let's be honest.
There's at least seven missing, two rescued. Here's what's really unfortunate. The fire department chief out of the city of Baltimore, they're calling it a mass casualty event. It's never good. I mean, it's none of it's good. You just hope there's a lot of rescue there, but that's just a shocking. Even before it collapsed, I mean, they're literally, if you search hard enough, there are hundreds of cell phone videos for this. This is how prominent of a bridge it was. Just when the boat, which we'll get to in a moment, hit the bridge, people were already there because there was a massive police presence on it. You hope a lot of the first responders weren't lost on this because they went up to the bridge to see what was going on. You hope that wasn't the case.
Oh, that's hopefully not the case.
Here's one of the witnesses.
Yo, someone crashed into the Bay Bridge. There's cops everywhere, and there's police all up and down the bridge, yo.
I don't like that because that was before the bridge collapsed.
Yeah, I think what happened is, though, maybe they got a warning that this boat was going to hit this pylon. I don't know.
Right.
It's a very large cargo ship. It was loaded. It looks like it lost power because the lights are on, then the lights are off on the ship, and then the lights come back on just before it slams into the bridge. It hits one of the pylons, but then the whole bridge collapses.
Oof.
It's a mile and a half long bridge that just disappeared. So they have sonar detection now. They have vehicles that they have found underneath the water. So whether or not those people got out of the vehicles is yet to be seen. So it's just a horrific situation.
Brutal scene. We'll update you. We'll update you as we go. But let's hope for more of those rescue stories. That's all you can do at this point, right?
Jeez.
Yeah.
I did do some research, guys, during the break.
Yes.
I asked the question, were P. Diddy and Jeffrey Epstein friends?
It's a logical question.
Apparently not. However, they call P. Diddy the Jeffrey Epstein of the music world.
It's even worse.
So, just to give you an idea of what is being said, if you believe everything you read on social media or wherever, on X or wherever, I found most of this on X, they say he is not a nice man at all.
Even a casual observer of this guy's career, because he's been around for a long time. We're talking decades now. Big producer. He's got hits of his own. He's launched careers. Had a big association, I think. Am I wrong on this with Bieber when he was first starting? I think.
Well, I think he discovered Bieber, didn't he?
I think he
might
have.
Wasn't he one of the reason Bieber was so big? Because they're both out of Miami.
But what you always heard about this guy was the amount of like parties and girls and all that other stuff.
So, young girls. That's the thing.
And that's not good. So they raided homes in L.A. and in Miami. And then he left out of Miami because that's where he was at the time. He took the private plane and apparently went to Cape Verde Islands.
That's what they're saying because there's no extradition to the United States.
Must have raided the L.A. home first, which was a mistake on the Fed's part because he must have gotten word of that happening. This is from They're big on their helicopter reports in Los Angeles.
Okay.
This was live yesterday from, let's go from the car chase to, we got a developing situation in Beverly Hills. This is Fox 11.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from.
They were all over it.
Wow.
So he probably saw that.
And said,
and took
fuel
off.
Fuel the plane, right. Quick, we're coming. And he's gone. But what's to stop? I mean, you can go somewhere, yeah. But if they don't, if they can't extradite him, that's. I mean, talk about. They'll find a way. The FBI will find a way to get you back.
Oh, it's like
it's eventually. You know what is he going to do? He's going to live in Cape Verde for the rest
of
his life.
The feds are like Caribbean island. Okay, let's walk ashore, get some sun, have a couple of beers, then we'll grab them. That's how afraid they are.
Throw them in a plane and bring them home.
And this is a wild. Hey guys,
hi there, Diener.
Hi Diener.
This is a wild story because this is one of those things that you kind of read about online. You read about on social media all these rumors about P. Diddy
that have been there for years.
He's been there for years, yeah. And most recently over the past 6 months, you got guys like, remember Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Comic and everything.
Yeah.
He was on Shannon Sharp, you know, former NFL tight end Shannon Sharp, Hall of Famer. And he does a lot of media now. He does, you know, he's a sports commentator. But he also has his own YouTube show where he interviews people. He had on Cat Williams about a month or two ago, and it blew up. It got millions of views because Cat Williams went on there and just started, in his opinion, outing everybody that's involved with Hollywood elitist type stuff. Use your imagination with Hollywood elitist type stuff. And one of the people he named was P. Diddy. He's like, you got to say no to P. Diddy. He's like, I did. He's like, and they tried to blackball me. And Shannon Sharpe's like, what are you talking about with P. Diddy? Candace Owens came out recently and said she's done talking about P. Diddy because she's afraid for her life. And now here
really?
We are.
So
this is one of those things where you hear about all these rumors and then they're actually raiding his house and he's on the run. So you're like, wow, the stuff people are saying about him might actually be true.
So what they're intimating is, because what we always heard in general media, TMZ always did another P. Diddy party, and you see all these girls in bikinis for no possible, middle of the day, you know, you'd always see that, you'd always hear those stories, and just kind of assumed it was part of the business, I have no idea. Now there's allegations of, like, he would put out hits on people, allegedly.
Yeah. He might have actually killed somebody during a recording session.
Oh, God.
There's being alleged. Yeah, that's an allegation. There's and basically just sex trafficking, I mean, ordering girls and stuff like that, sexual abuse against other men. There's a lot of allegations against this guy.
And the recent ones are all guys coming forward.
Yeah.
Young guys.
Yikes.
That's creepy.
Listen, people are innocent until proven guilty, but I mean.
Well, you know what? It's one of those things where there's a lot of smoke, there's a fire.
And it's just wild.
And there's a lot of smoke around this guy.
There's a lot of smoke.
That's exactly right. All the smoke that's been around him for a
while. Long time.
And that smoke started becoming, you know, thicker and thicker over the past few months. And now here we are. It's like, holy cow, there's actually something to this.
Well, the question is, if this has been going on for so long, why did it take them so long to catch him?
Maybe it was something so bad that's about to come out that they had to take action on something. Or, listen, I think the FBI, feds, any agency you're talking about, they're influenced by a lot of media coverage, too, as we know with the whole Trump thing.
True. True, but still, I mean, this kind of stuff, especially after the Jeffrey Epstein case, they don't let this kind of stuff slide anymore.
No.
You know, the Me Too movement, that stuff.
One of the allegations against him as far as possibly being involved with a murder, there was a music producer that he recruited to help on a new album, and this guy said that, you know, he was in the studio with them, and P. Diddy and one of his sons, I think maybe the son who got arrested, I'm not sure, yesterday, and they were having a confrontation. They were screaming at one of the other producers. They went into the bathroom, and this guy said he heard gunshots, and he went into the bathroom and found the producer lying on the ground in the fetal position, bleeding. And then P. Diddy came out and said, tell the police that he was shot outside in a drive-by. And that's what this one guy is alleging, that P. Diddy was involved in a cover-up.
Yeah, but you know what? The cops can figure that out. Come on. There's so much evidence. You get shot outside in a drive-by shooting. There's going to be blood somewhere. There's going to be smears of you getting dragged into the building. Oh, they would have figured that. I don't believe that story.
Maybe not.
I don't believe. Unless, he might have seen somebody get killed, but he didn't say they got shot outside.
Sounds like you know way too much about an incident that would be like that.
What?
There's You're blood. Like, no, what you telling
blood
is
splatter. Come
they
on,
no.
Maybe he just has that much power.
I could figure it out that he wasn't shot outside. And
maybe
brought
they
in.
Drug him outside. I don't know. That's the allegation. I'm just saying that one of the many allegations against them.
You were this close to saying, you dig the hole first.
I told you how to do it. You won't listen to me. Anyway.
I get the charge, the allegations in a laughing matter. I totally understand that. But it's just such a bizarre thing.
He's gone.
Right. Jeez. It just takes off. He's out of the country. Like Jen said, fuel up the plane. I'm out.
Well, innocent guys usually don't fly to an island.
You usually don't
Only because
leave.
He can, though.
Yeah, right.
Well, unless, of course, he's going to come back and say, oh, I had a concert. You know, who the hell knows? But it doesn't look good. You just don't disappear like that.
Weird. All right, we'll update you anything. I'm hoping for more rescue stories out of the Baltimore Bridge collapse story, but it's pretty bad so far. We'll talk about that big, big win for Trump yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, my. Down to the very affordable $175 million bond. How about that?
Wow.
All right, that and a lot more is coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive.
Jeez.
That's gone back. I'm sorry.
Oh,
now he's
dear.
Now he's actually gone to Biden may be dead. I don't even know. I regardless, a giant win for Trump yesterday as they reduced the $464 million bond to a very affordable $175.
Yeah, $175 million, which for all of us would be like, you know, death-defying. But for Donald Trump, apparently he's going to pay how? He said he was going to pay how? Is he going to pay this bill?
This is great, and it's echoey. I understand that. But the reporter yells at him as Trump's walking away in the echo chamber here, which looks like the exit of a parking garage. I don't know. He goes, how are you going to put up the bond? And he says this.
Thank you very much.
What's your collateral for the bond?
Cash.
Who has
$175 million in cash?
Turns around again and just walks away. And I don't think they accept cash. I don't know exactly how much. I've never had to pay bond, thank God.
I guess
I don't
you
know
just transfer it, right? It'd be an electronic transfer?
Especially with $175 million. I mean, that's got to be.
I mean, that'd be like a lot of armored trucks, I would think, delivering that kind of money, right?
Which is a little bit of a shame because we're going to miss out on a fantastic possible moment. What if the cameras were there? What if he could pay in cash, right?
And he did it all in quarters?
No. What if he whips out a checkbook, right? And he goes, you got a pen there? Thank you very much. And he stops in the middle. He goes, who do I make it out to? George Soros? Who wants the money? Joe directly? Is that what you... Okay, all right, fine. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. I'm sure it's a direct money transfer.
Yeah,
but
it's probably just an electronic transfer, and that's it. So it's unfortunate, but it's a big win for him.
It's a big win for him, yeah. And made possible, I think. You'll get to the details here in a moment, but this mega media company merger with Truth Social... massive.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
That's why he was so confident with this. And he says now because of that, I could put the money I was going to take away from my campaign back into the campaign. And he's back in the billionaires list because of this.
Yeah, it's called Digital World Acquisition. They made a deal with Donald Trump yesterday in his Truth Social public forum. They closed it. It begins trading this morning, so in just a couple hours. And they said according to all the stock people so far, most of the people who are interested in buying this are people like you and me, you know, buying you know, 50 shares, 100 shares, and not like multimillionaires buying this stuff. But put it this way, if you had any stock in Digital World Acquisition, you made a killing yesterday. It gained just over $13 a share to close at $49.95. It was a 35% gain on that stock.
Massive.
That's unheard of. Today, and they said, I want to say, and I may have misheard, so either way, Trump has the majority holding. I think they said he's keeping 58%.
Which is... Remember we even joked about it yesterday, this golf tournament over the weekend?
Yes.
But he was like, I couldn't even, first of all, I can't hit a golf ball. Secondly, I couldn't win a tournament if I knew that I had to pay $464 million. I think he knew that was going to be reduced. And obviously now he knew he had the cash because he knew this deal was going to be massive.
You know what the interesting thing about it is? He keeps on winning these things on appeal. Judges hate to be turned over by an appellate court.
Yeah, true.
It makes them look bad. You know, it makes them look like they don't know what they're doing. So, and is Engoron now he holds a grudge against Trump. But the problem is, if he rules against him in a future case on anything, he knows he's going to get overturned by an appellate court.
I believe this was the fifth time Engoron has gotten
really?
Slapped down. Yeah. And yet still pushes it forward, which is, well, Trump talked about
and
that.
And I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair. It's not fair at all. He knows that, too. He's a Democrat judge.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
That's the long and short of it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, it gets to the point where who's the chief judge in that district? Why do they let this guy still sit on the bench? You know,
it's
if
a
you
joke.
Keep on getting overturned, it's obviously something's wrong there. You know?
And everybody sees that, too. I mean, normal people, they're like, they went too far. It's just too much.
It's like, come on.
And you start going after people's property, by the way, which was... Looks like Trump's going to come out on the winning end of this thing, but still they went after his property. Anybody that owns anything in this country, even if you're a Democrat, even if you never voted, you're a libertarian. You went, whoa, too much.
If you've ever had anything seized, you're on Donald Trump's side. Trust
Absolutely.
Me. Absolutely. Yeah, it's and in many cases, it's no fault of your own. It's all of a sudden you get some greedy attorney on the other side says, oh, our side won, we're taking it all.
So when you become... a billionaire tonight.
Yeah, be nice, huh?
Call your tax attorney.
Yeah, right away. That's the first phone call you should make. Anyway.
Mega Millions. What is it? 1.1. It's more than that, though, isn't it? 1.1 a billion. And Powerball last night rolled over.
865 million for tomorrow night. They said in Mega Millions there hasn't been a winner since December.
Whoa.
December. It's almost 4 months.
Hmm.
So I think it's going to be more than 1.1 billion because it's been like that for 2 days already. So,
yeah,
you know, and you know, right. Like the guy in front of me with his little plastic pouch yesterday, I wanted to throttle this.
That
man.
Was me.
No, it wasn't you.
With my fanny pack and my boy, I did go to Publix last night to buy some Quick Picks.
Was it crazy?
It was a line like out the door.
Really?
It was insane.
And it's like everybody that's never played buys a ticket, which is wonderful. But why do I always have to get stuck behind the guy with the plastic pouch? And then he must have been 900 years old.
And then he's got to check him.
And then, no, then he makes the girl check him. I don't trust that machine. He said the same thing. And all I
That's
hear is...
That's me and like...
I hear, da-ling, da-ling, da-ling. I'm like, how many times this guy win?
He was a winner.
He won like $62. But he had like 800 tickets.
See?
And I had to sit there and wait. And I was like, could I not just interrupt and buy tickets?
No. I like that guy.
I was like, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Dean, did you buy some?
Yeah, it's my breaking news. I did it.
You're in.
I'm in.
He's in for a solid $2, I bet.
$4, actually.
Oh, God.
So did you
well,
buy
got that raise.
Did you buy Mega Millions or did you buy Powerball? Did you buy both?
One of each. There you
one
go.
One of each. Okay.
I went up to the guy and said, I'm a big spender. Give me one Mega, one Powerball.
All right.
Done.
So if
big
you
money.
Win, do Bill and I get taken care of if you win?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Now that he's into the multiple ticket game,
how do you it's right. 1.1 billion. You think it could give me like, you know, 5 million?
I'll take you to lunch over here to, what's that place? BJ's? The little bistro over here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go to lunch.
I hate
what I'm getting from Jen.
Fantastic.
I will hunt you down like P. Diddy's going to get hunted down by the FBI. I am going to hunt you down and I'll get my money.
When I escape instead of flying away from Jen.
Speaking of that, he's on the run. We'll talk about that in rapid fire as well as, we're hoping for good rescue news, I hope, but it's looking pretty bleak with the Baltimore Bridge collapse, but a lot of other stuff too. It's coming up in rapid fire. Keep it here next for that. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
That's right, Rapid Fire time, catching up on everything going on. Unfortunately, sometimes the worst stories happen overnight. It was about 1:30 a.m. this morning Eastern Time. There was a massive bridge collapse accident in Baltimore, Maryland, and not the best news to talk about, but hopefully we're finding more. They have rescued a couple of people out of the water, but it's looking bleak.
Yeah, they're saying 7 missing. I find it hard to believe that there are only 7 people missing because I guess the good news is it happened at 1:30 in the morning. Had this happened, and Dina was just talking about this off the air, if this happened during rush hour...
That could have been 10 times worse.
There would have been hundreds of people killed. The bridge is 185 feet above the water. The water temperature, 47 degrees. Experts have said at that temperature, if even in a vehicle, if you hit the water, hypothermia would set in within an hour. And then you can't move once that happens. So it's not good. It seems to be, and everyone seems to be in, you know, on the same page with this, that the cargo ship itself lost power because they have camera angles of every which way on this thing. But you see the power on and the power off on the boat, and then just before it hits the bridge, the pylon, the power goes out again.
I think they've confirmed that, and you heard this in the ABC News report bottom of the hour at about 7:30. They are saying power loss, like you just said, Jen.
Yeah.
So they're confirming that something happened. And we noticed that with some of the overhead video that you can even see in the Morning Show blog. It's almost like the lights on this boat were blinking.
Yeah.
So they must have lost steering, lost power, lost something.
And then now the boat itself is buried underneath parts of the bridge. I mean, it can't go in. It's still floating, which in itself is probably amazing to me. What are these ships made out of? They got rescue divers in the water. By the way, this is 2 days after the 47th anniversary of this bridge.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Yeah. March 24th, 1977.
It's not that old. Completed.
No. Well, 47 years. I don't know. The question would be, is what happens in the future? Because now that you know that a cargo ship that could lose power has the ability to take out a major bridge over a major thoroughfare, over a major river. I know. This is Baltimore. This isn't,
right.
Kipsey someplace where there's no traffic.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
Shocking to those people, too. We played some of the witness sound from you before when it just hit and then collapsed. And as much as of a tragedy as it is, it's also shocking for those people to not have it there.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Rebuild is going to be top priority for that city. But right now, they're talking about search and rescue. That's what it's all about. Try to find as many people as they can.
I wonder how quick you see, Biden or Pete Buttigieg, transportation secretary. What do they say this morning? Do they go out there? Do they wait?
They better get out there.
Buttigieg took 2 months to show up in East Palestine, Ohio, so I am not expecting. Then again, it's closer to the White House. I take that
back. That's true, too.
You know? True.
This is a car ride, so they said the White House has already commented. So.
I really, really hate to put it in these terms, but this is how they play the game. This is a major metro area. It's important in an election year, and that's an awful thing to say, but East Palestine, not so much to them.
That's how they look at it.
You're right.
Just wasn't.
So Biden will probably be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that's gross. I get it. But that's how the game is played, and it's disgusting. True. I totally get it.
Unfortunately.
There's another big story that happened late yesterday. P. Diddy, Puffy Combs, he is now a fugitive from the law.
Gone.
Major recording artist. How old did you say he is?
54.
Been around a long time.
A long time he's been around. So when did he start? I hadn't been like a teenager when he started.
Made the careers of a lot of artists. The feds raided his homes in L.A. and Miami. He was in Miami at the time. Must have gotten a word, gotten a tip. So he went to Miami International, got on the private plane, and he went on the lam to the Caribbean. Okay. This is the sound from Fox 11 in L.A. where they first started raiding his home.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from.
They did detain one of his sons, right?
They did,
They arrested him, I guess. I don't know if they took him into custody, but they detained him. I would assume since he was there, they took him in. Okay, how stupid, though, and I shouldn't say this publicly, but if you're raiding both of his homes and he gets word of it, would you not lock down his airplane?
Well, and that's the thing. So, see, he must have got tipped off by somebody because he was in the air.
Had to.
While they were raiding his places.
He had to but still, wouldn't you, as an FBI person, make sure that his plane can't go anywhere?
So he's literally
figuring he's going to be a flight risk.
Literally, right.
But you know what? Maybe they did the LA home first, and he's on TMZ, and he gets a news alert. And he's like, whoa, that's my roof.
Time to go.
Hold on a second. Fuel up the plane. We're going to the Caribbean.
But still, why wouldn't the feds, secure that before? They had to know we had a plane.
They really should have, obviously.
I mean, that's somebody dropped the ball on that one. I'm sorry.
Think about that, though. Think about how crazy this headline is. P. Diddy is on the run. He flew away.
He's a fugitive.
My gosh.
Now Interpol can get him.
What's happening?
I also think, by the way, I don't think the feds are too concerned with whatever Caribbean nation he's in right now. They literally walk from the beach onto there, grab him, and they're like, you can't do that. And they say, yes, we can, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, and then they drag him out.
I don't think they're worried about extradition laws.
Yeah. Speaking of extradition laws, guys.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't actually going to do this story, but man, you set that segue up so good, Bill. I had to just take the swing.
A segue like we planned it?
That's right. Julian Assange.
Oh.
Oh, is he coming back?
He's in court today in England.
This could be a massive, massive decision.
This is a big day.
He didn't want to come to the U.S.
Right, and this is a big day for that reason, because he's in court today in Great Britain talking about whether or not he's going to be extradited to the U.S. for trial. He's been out on the run, so to speak. I know he's in custody, but since 2010, when that WikiLeaks report dropped,
jeez,
where he revealed all those dirty secrets of the U.S. government, and they've been after him ever since.
He's in jail for reporting.
Yeah.
Let's not, you know, well, it was sensitive information. Was it?
Well,
he's in jail for reporting.
That's
he
it.
Was in the Ecuadorian embassy at first. They booted him out. His time ran out there, and now he's just basically property of the U.K.
Yeah. And now they're having the hearing today. So we'll see how long that hearing lasts. Maybe it's not, you know, like a one-day thing. Maybe it's a whole week-long trial. I don't know. But his fate is going to be decided here pretty soon.
If they extradite him here, does he get Epstein?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
It's bizarre to me that we say this out loud now.
Oh, I know.
Like it's a foregone conclusion.
That's how it goes.
Wow.
I see. I think P. Diddy would be Epstein in a heartbeat, by the way.
Could be.
That's another thing.
Maybe that's another reason why he left.
Okay, so I wasn't going to do this story, but the more I think about it, the more it really bothers me, because I think this guy's lying now.
What?
This Shotani guy.
Uh-oh.
Shotani.
I do love how he inadvertently came up with a fantastic nickname, because of you, Jen. You would start calling him Shohei Ohtani, Shotani. You just put the two names together. It's genius.
I think you coined it. I'd never heard anybody else say that on ESPN. Or Major League Baseball Network.
Didn't know what his
name
was.
His
name.
That's okay.
That's what it was.
Take
that's
credit.
Yeah. Anyway, Shotani, as I will call him, had his press conference yesterday to address these gambling accusations that his translator, how many? Over $1 million taken out of Shotani's bank account by $4.5 million taken out of the account by the translator to pay gambling debts. And Shotani saying he knew nothing about it until the day before the baseball game in South Korea.
Until they told him, allegedly. You know what he also said during the press conference? Well, he was an employee of the Dodgers, not like we were friends or anything.
You're with the, okay, this is where my attitude changed. Number one, I asked the question yesterday. He's been in the United States how many years?
5-6 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I spent 2 weeks in Italy and I was fluent. Hello?
Yeah,
come on. Okay?
Fair.
This guy's been here 6 years and he can't speak any English?
It's just like a Sammy Sosa. Remember when Sammy Sosa was in front of Congress and didn't know any English
All of a sudden?
Magically.
Yeah, it's
he
magically.
Lost all of it.
Okay. You know what? Let's be honest. So there's red flag number one. Red flag number two, how much money do you have in a bank that somebody can take $4.5 million out and you don't know what's missing?
I don't care how much money you have, you notice that hit.
Or
your bank notifies you, or your financial analyst or someone.
Doesn't somebody have, like on my account, somebody takes $20 or more off, I get an alert.
And not only that, too.
Just saying. Right. I mean, doesn't he have an alert somewhere?
You get the alerts. I mean, someone like that has multiple accountants and lawyers and things like that watching your money. And what kind of people? We all have best friends in this room. Everybody has a best friend. Does anyone have their best friend have access to their bank accounts?
No. No.
Is that?
My kids don't even have access to my bank accounts. Come on.
I work in radio. I trust no one.
Especially us in this room.
Especially you, I don't trust. No.
I don't trust myself.
So what was somebody tracked down Pete Rose? Bill, you brought this up yesterday.
This
somebody had to track
thing.
Down Pete Rose. I don't mean to put you on the spot. Can you play Pete Rose?
I didn't think he'd actually say something. So this is, I think he's actually in Vegas now.
Oh, boy,
I don't know where he was.
That's a bad place for him.
But somebody that's on social media was sitting next to him, who's friends with him, and asked him what's going on with the entire thing. Here he is, Charlie Hustle.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
Outstanding.
So basically,
he's saying this guy's guilty, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, super listener Todd, thanks for chiming in, Todd, on the 850 mobile app, which you can do, by the way, text or audio. He says he lived in Japan for decades, and he learned Japanese, which is way more difficult than English. He says in about 5 years he learned it, and it is more difficult than English.
Wow.
He says the fact that Ohtani still needs a translator, he thinks, is very fishy.
I brought that up yesterday just for the mere... When you guys said he'd been here 6 years, I'm thinking, come on.
It's a fair point.
You know, you have to learn at least 10 words by then.
It's
and
fair.
That's all you're surrounded by people who speak English all day. Okay, I'll shut up now.
Maybe it's so he doesn't get in trouble. I have no idea. All right, my contribution was Pete Rose. So
thank
we
you.
Okay, okay. So I'll finish you. That's a perfect thank contribution. So I'll finish real quick with entertainment news. I'll lighten things up with some of the crazy stories today. Spider-Man 4.
Of course it had to be something about Marvel.
Oh, come on. You know I'm a huge Spider-Man nerd. That's my guy. with Tom Holland, of course. And that's the thing with these Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland. Each one's gotten better.
Oh, I think they've been great.
Right? Is his girlfriend in this one?
Well, funny you say that, Jen, because Zendaya will return as Mary Jane for Spider-Man 4.
Who cares? Where's Hot Aunt May?
She's, well, spoiler alert.
She ain't there no
she
more.
She didn't make it.
Where you been? Even
Spider-Man
I knew
3.
That. Oh, she did die.
Yeah. The Green Goblin killed her.
I forgot about that. Sorry.
Happy's not happy anymore.
Yeah,
so,
no.
That
I
was
forgot
a major,
about that.
Right. Remember, all of them came back with Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. So we'll see. They're saying it's going to start filming this fall. And they're everybody seems pretty excited about it. They think they have a good story.
Good. They have to make up for the loss that was Madam Web.
Ooh.
That was awful.
Rough.
Was that the Marvel Universe?
It's the Sony version of it, which their movies have been kind of spotty lately. Yeah.
That's even she said it was bad.
Oh,
and she
man.
Was the star.
It's a bad sign.
When, you Sydney know, when Sweeney made fun of it, and she was one of the stars.
By the way, Sydney Sweeney is available to do whatever because Euphoria is on break.
Excuse me?
Say that again?
Sweeney
like whatever?
Is available to do whatever film project that she would like to do.
What type of film?
I'm just... You guys, get your minds out of the gutter. By
Here
the way,
you know what this
her
means?
Immaculate, where she plays a pregnant nun, it bombed at the box office. So just be watching for that streaming any day soon.
That means she's available to be Trump's VP pick. It's going to happen any moment. I'd like to introduce, come up here, sweetheart. There you go. It's going to happen. Actually, speculation about who Trump's VP pick actually will be. And how about RFK Jr.? He's supposed to make an announcement today.
Is it going to be Hulk Hogan? What's his name?
Hulk Hogan.
Is that who it is?
I'm going with that.
Jesse I Ventura. Hope so.
Who is Jesse the other Ventura? Guy?
Oh, him. We'll find out next.
Okay. It's the Hulkster.
All right, we got that and the latest on the Baltimore Bridge story. It's all next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Have we already been visited?
The South Florida Morning Show. Thanks, as always, for being here. Appreciate you. There's Jen. There's Diener. I'm Bill. Just give you a little update on the overnight story you're probably catching up to right now, and you can see how it actually originated on the Morning Show blog, 850WFTL.com, and on the app. The Baltimore Bridge collapse is absolutely horrific. It's a search and rescue story right now. A container ship crashed into it. It collapsed. They've rescued two people. They say at least seven are missing. We're speculating that it's way higher than that.
Yeah, I guess if there was any light at the tunnel here, at the end of the tunnel, it happened very early in the morning, so there weren't many people on it. I think maybe the people that they rescued were the construction workers who were on the bridge.
That could be, right.
They say there were several vehicles on this bridge, which sits 185 feet above the river. The water temperature's 47 degrees. Ugh. What did you guys tell me? How deep's the water at this bridge?
They think at its depth in the middle of the bridge, 50 feet.
50 feet. Yeah.
So I don't know what cars are down there. Who knows? It's search and rescue. Now it goes without saying the Maryland governor has declared a state of emergency. It's brutal.
It's horrible.
They're talking about whenever they, and this is from the fire chief, they issue the words mass casualty event.
Yeah.
It's bad news. So you just hope and pray for those folks.
It's just, and just you know, these are just people. They're traveling along a bridge, and the bridge disappears.
I will say, and you pointed this out during rapid fire, as bad as this is, if this happened now during rush hour there, this is a major thoroughfare for them. This could have been 10 times worse.
I'll go do some research. Remember that other bridge that collapsed? And they ended up building it, and it started that whole infrastructure thing years ago. That they had to rebuild some of these bridges were 100 years old across the United States. And it was the similar situation. It was over a river. The bridge collapsed, but it was during morning rush hour.
And this
a lot
one
more
is...
people. I want to say, do you remember where that was, Diener? Can you do some research? Can you Google over there and find
there
out?
There was one.
Wasn't the original Skyway Bridge, was it?
No. It was another state. It was another state. I'm trying to.
It was Minnesota, wasn't it? Wasn't there a Minnesota bridge collapse some years ago?
There was another one. A train hit it. It was a train going underneath the bridge, and that got hit by a train, and that one fell in the water.
By the way, this is not a very old bridge as they go. This is like from 1977 or something?
It said two days ago it just celebrated its 47th anniversary.
So think of how many thousands of ships have passed through this thing without incident. And it looks as though, what they're speculating so far is there was some sort of loss of power on the boat.
Right.
Must have lost steering. It hit one of the main pylons, and it just went down. There was no delay.
One of our loyal listeners on our app sent us an email that basically said he knows about these ships, and he said fully loaded, they travel at X miles an hour. To stop one takes like a half mile.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And as it stands right now, if you haven't seen the video, it stopped. Because in front of it is the wreckage from the bridge.
Right.
Some of it fell on top of the boat. No reports of what that did to it, but that's what stopped the boat.
So right now they say their main goal is search and rescue.
Oh.
And then after that, I'm sure it'll then. Where do you even start? I guess you're going to start with the ship, number one. What happened to the ship? And then this is a fully loaded ship, so
yeah,
they got to unload this ship. There's so many parts to this. Then you got to build a bridge.
Well, let's hope when we get back in the 8 o'clock hour here in just a couple of minutes, we'll have some good news from that, I hope, anyway. And we'll get to those stories we were teasing.
Sorry.
Vice presidential rumors.
Do we know who it is?
Well, no. There's speculation from both Trump and RFK Jr.
He's going to – RFK's today. I know that much.
Who knows who he could pick? It could be any. It might be you.
Well, he's looking at who. It's not Hulk Hogan. What's the other guy's name? What's his name? Who's the
Please
guy?
Please let it be Hulk Hogan.
You had it right. It's Hulk.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
The wrestler.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
What you gonna do, Jen?
I hate when you people do this to me because I don't know who these people are.
Well, then he would win, and then you'd have the Hulkster visiting Congress saying, "You're gonna tell me, brother?
The guy
you're gonna pass
his
this?
Name? Like he was governor Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura.
I'm sorry, I confused.
Although Hulk Hogan would have been way more entertaining.
It would have been either way.
Although if we have a VP with a boa over his neck, you know, like the body did, yeah, it'd be interesting too.
All right,
we got a lot to talk about in the Baltimore scene too. It's all coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Stick around for that.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Yo, someone crashed into the Bay Bridge. There's cops everywhere and there's police all up and down the bridge, yo.
The Key Bridge sinking. The bridge is gone. Holy hell.
Holy hell is right. That's a nightmare scenario for the city of Baltimore. That's just terrible. And, you know, we're trying to focus on the positive here. It's a search and rescue issue. They rescued two people so far. They're saying seven are missing. It's got to be higher than that.
Now, they probably know. There were so many cameras on this bridge, which is probably a good thing. But let's start with the fact it didn't collapse during rush hour. Had this happened during rush hour, this would have been just a horrific 10 times more than it is now.
Oh, there's no doubt.
So they must have known how many vehicles were on the bridge is the only thing I can think of. The cameras picked up, you know, how many vehicles were on top of this bridge when it collapsed. Here's the gotcha. It's 185 feet above the water. The water's 47 degrees. According to an expert that they had on earlier on, I don't know, it was Fox or ABC or whatever network we get on in here. Said at that temperature, the average person would last an hour before they'd go into hypothermia.
Mm.
And from what I know about hypothermia, once it hits, you can't move. You're like paralyzed. So unfortunately, it's not looking good for these seven people who are missing. And were they trapped in their vehicles? You know, did they die on impact? I mean, we don't know.
That's the downside of having this happen at 1:30 a.m. Eastern time. Is you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know how many people are missing. We're working on a construction crew at the time, so at least there were less people affected, but there's the lack of information.
It's horrible.
And the one thing we did, it seems like, Jen, they're confirming that this thing lost some kind of power.
Right.
A lot of the overhead security shots from, I guess, the cameras that were around the city, the inner harbor there of Baltimore, showed this thing. It almost looked like the power is blinking on the cargo container. Lost power, drifting a little bit. So it looks like a power issue or it lost steering and it ran right into one of these pylons.
Yeah, and they say it was one of the main columns that held up this bridge. But what amazes me is it looks like if you look at the video, it seems to have hit, the bridge would have hit, looking at it on the left-hand side, it hit one of like the left-hand side pylons. But the whole bridge collapses. I'm like, why didn't the other pylons hold up the rest of the bridge?
I don't know.
Is it because
that's
the bridge is...
That's a great question.
Well, it's probably because the bridge is attached, so once one part goes in, the rest is going to come with it. But it was... maybe it's this changes the way bridges are constructed. I don't know. Every time there seems to be a horrific accident, you know, some good comes out of it.
We've heard so little from the boat itself, what it's from, what the company was, people on board right now, because the thing is stuck. What would have been where under the bridge, because the rubble from this thing fell down, all the supports, that's what fell onto the boat and it stopped it.
It amazes me is the boat hasn't sunk.
Yeah.
You would think after it plowed into that pylon, which is looks like just all cement and steel, it would have put a hole in the boat. Guess not.
I mean, this is crazy. I don't know for sure. Talking about 50 feet of water. It doesn't look like they lost one cargo container.
Doesn't even look like one of them moved.
That's insane. That's the kind of weight and speed these things travel at.
It's crazy. So anyway,
we'll update you as we go.
Sad.
Tough situation. No doubt about that.
Horrible. So we need better news.
Well.
So you're telling me that today, are we going to find out both today or just one?
No, just one. Okay. RFK Jr. has an actual press conference to announce his VP pick. Now, we've heard everything from Jesse the Body, the former governor of Minnesota and pro wrestler.
And who was the other one? There were two candidates he talked about earlier. Who was it? Diener, you remember who the other one was? It was Jesse Ventura, and who was the other one?
I think Bill remembers, too.
Really?
It was a big name.
I don't remember.
Throws the ball. Quarterback.
Oh, the quarterback. The groundhog. Yeah. What's his name?
Aaron Rodgers,
him.
So, okay. At the NFL owners meeting yesterday in Orlando.
Uh-oh.
A lot of the coaches are there, too, and Robert Saleh.
Yeah. You know,
Aaron's current coach right now with the Jets, he just kind of like laughed it off. He says, okay. No, he'll be in camp.
Okay.
So I think you can cross him off the list.
Okay, so it's going to be Jesse Ventura?
I hope so. That would be fantastic.
There's someone here, guys. I don't know if you heard about this. If you haven't, I'm stealing your thunder. I sincerely apologize. But there's someone named Nicole Shanahan. Did you hear about this?
No.
She's some, I guess, high-powered, very rich tech guru in California, and apparently she's a big donor to RFK's campaign. You know, she's like a free thinker is what RFK is looking for. You say he wants someone young, healthy, free thinker, doesn't get...
It doesn't support Biden.
Well, there's that. And I guess she checks those boxes, and people are saying, is he really going to pick some random person?
He would.
Yeah, he would.
Well, he would. He's going to, I mean...
Trump won't again.
No.
It's got to be a name.
The Kennedy name will carry Robert Kennedy.
Even though all the Kennedys hate him.
Yeah,
You see the picture, they took the family picture with Biden over St. Patrick's weekend? There was like 50 Kennedys posing with Biden.
And RFK Bobby Jr.'s like, you know, that's the guy that won't give me Secret Service protection. Yeah, you people know this, right?
Yeah, thanks. Traitors.
Unreal.
So here's the other speculation, and a lot of this coming from Tucker Carlson, but this has been out there a lot. I'm going to shuffle my deck of possible Trump VP picks.
Okay.
Number one, Sidney Sweeney. Just kidding.
Yes.
That's in my own little head. I completely ignore I just said that. Number one, I still think the Schwam, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah, I would love to see him. Yes.
Despite that stupid Wall Street Journal report that came out.
What did they know?
They don't know anything.
And by the way, at the same token, what's his name? Elon Musk says the Wall Street Journal's going down fast.
Yeah. It is. So, did you see their readership?
Yeah. It's
half of what it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's something. So don't believe what you read in the Wall Street Journal.
I got a strong number two pick, though, for him.
Who? Oh.
That has jumped up the charts. Moving up with a bullet.
Why?
Mike Pence.
Did you hear what he said about
Harris?
Did you see some reporter got to Trump though, and he said, "Did you? Mike Pence says he won't endorse you." He goes, "I don't care. I don't care."
He said, "We need patriots,
like
who?
Vet, former Democrat, very very powerful influencer on social media, Fox News contributor, Tulsi Gabbard.
I like it.
Really,
I
like it.
I'm not sure I'm rooting for it yet." But I think it's got a strong possibility of happening.
I got to tell you guys, just my insignificant opinion, I think he should pick a woman. And I know,
I get it.
You know, I know we speak out against identity politics and everything like that.
But this was the Christine Ohm appeal, too.
Yeah, exactly. I think he needs a woman beside him because that is his biggest weakness is suburban women. And if he can have a strong suburban woman who looks just like any other mom in your neighborhood, like a Christine Ohm or a Tulsi Gabbard, I think that helps his image
what
and helps
neighborhood
that
you living in, by the way.
A lot of moms in my neighborhood don't look like Christine Ohm.
Just sharing that with
here's
you.
I've always liked Tulsi Gabbard, but here's why I'm especially rooting for it, though, because this would drive the Democrats absolutely crazy. They can't. She is public enemy number one. Mm-hmm. It's Trump and then her, because she left. She knew how they make the sausage. She knows all the dirty deals, and she left. They were priming her to be, probably if not now, in 28, their vice presidential pick.
She ended Kamala in the debates. Do you remember that?
Oh, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen on television. She destroyed Kamala Harris. Okay. Destroyed her.
Let's not
She's done it before. If they had a VP debate between the two of them,
she'd kill her.
She'd kill her again.
Let's not forget the other boxes she checks. She's Samoan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's female.
Right.
She's smart.
Veteran.
She's a veteran. And she's also Hindu.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And she's very into the peacenik movement. She's most, you know, she meditates. She's
young.
I don't
young.
Know if that would appeal to maybe liberal suburban women are too far gone with Trump derangement syndrome to accept that.
But
maybe she would still have appeal to them. I don't know.
I think she could bring in not all. No one's going to bring in everybody, but you know that's just impossible. But I think she could bring in a lot of the Nikki Haley voters who can't stand Trump.
Could be.
Some of those would bring themselves back to Trump because of someone like Tulsi Gabbard. I think
Trump said number one quality, somebody that could do the job. Could she?
I think so.
As much as anybody else that's on that list.
Right. Yeah. Do better than Biden. Good Lord.
Well, like Trump said, I don't know if Biden knows he's alive.
Yeah, she's young. She's pretty. She's well-spoken. She's smart.
Oh, this year is going to be so interesting. It already is.
I still want Vivek, though.
I know. Well, he'll be involved somehow. You know that.
Schwamm, if you're listening, come on. Get up there. Move.
That's right.
Take him out at the knees. Tell him, you know, I'll give you back your knees if you make me be vice president.
Speaking of Trump, big day, big win for him yesterday. He knocked down the bond from $464 million in the fraud case to a very manageable $175.
What a deal, huh?
Not too bad. We got that.
I would like to be able to say that $175 million was manageable. Could I say that just once?
Yeah, where that's a win, right?
Okay, come on, please.
Pocket change. And he says he'll pay in cash.
That's amazing.
We got that. The latest on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Some entertainment stuff, too. It's all next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics.
That's President Trump yesterday. Big win for him, though. Big win. And like you said, it's funny. How about if any of us said, oh, the bond's only $175 million? That's totally affordable.
You know, no problem. Let me just write a check. It would be nice to have such issues. Those are champagne problems. That's what that is.
That is a big deal, though. So he's going to pay that. And how's he going to pay that? He's going to pay it in cash.
Thank you very much.
What's your collateral for the bond? Cash.
I don't think he can actually pay it in cash, but you know what he means. What he's trying to say is, I got the money, kids.
I get the money, yeah. I'm just going to... That means Letitia James, keep your paws off of Trump Tower. Keep your paws off of West... What is it, Westchester?
Yeah.
Anyway, the other one is Bedminster. It's like, just stay away from my properties, jerk. So it does not make Judge Engoron look good. When the appellate... You know what? And I'm sure... All along, his appellate attorneys have been telling him, don't worry, Mr. Trump, you know, Mr. President, we're going to win this on appeal. We're going to win this on appeal. Don't panic. Don't panic. But it was coming down the 11th hour. He had until 5 o'clock yesterday for this appeal to come through. If it didn't come through, he would have had to pay the $464 million.
But as we also learned over the weekend, late Sunday into yesterday morning, he's got a lot more money now after this Truth Social merger, which apparently has been in the works for close to a year.
How come, you know what, I don't know who this World Acquisition Company is.
Yeah, but, I don't know what else they do.
World Acquisition, whatever they are, whatever their name is. But this has been going on for a while. It's been years in the making. Probably, I would assume, after the inception of Truth Social. Because it's been around how long? A couple of years now?
Yeah, and he's been pumping it up.
Yeah, so
he keeps every once in a while he would come out with a statement saying, Truth Social, incredible numbers, unbelievable.
Digital World Acquisition made a deal with Truth Social and Donald Trump.
Right.
Trump will keep commanding shares. I think they said 58% of the company is going to be his. But put it this way, Digital World Acquisition, 35% jump in its stock yesterday. It went from...
Huge.
It gained just over $13 to close at $49.95. I was like, oh my God, if you had that stock cash out today and say, thank you very much.
And Trump is back in the billionaires list.
Yeah. They say the market value, it went public. When is the market open? 9? When it goes public at 9 o'clock this morning. And they say most of the investors so far, they say, are people like you and me. You know, people that are buying. I don't know how much a share is going to be when it hits the market, but people buying 50 shares, 20 shares, 30 shares, just because they want to show their support for Trump.
You know, it's a win in another way, too, as more people, as this, now really, it's the height of publicity and awareness of this particular quote-unquote fraud case in New York. I know there's like a million of them. I know there's all kinds of indictments, but this is the one that's keyed in on people. People hear this, see this. Whether or not, and it looks like he may completely win this, it doesn't matter. People get, if you've ever owned anything in this country, you see that the government tried to seize an asset. That puts people, even Democrats, on edge. They can't have it.
You know, it's and who is this woman? And how did it get to even a trial? I mean, you look at just the facts of this case. They were ticked off at him because they said he overinflated the price of his properties to get better rates on loans.
But a judge who's clueless, government employee, decides that Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million.
Yeah, on a road that they now call Billionaire Lane, by the way.
Trump came out yesterday and said, now I want them to have to explain how they've never officially explained how they came up with that number. Give me a justification.
The gate and the wall are probably worth that much money.
Topiary.
Come on. Give me a break.
Unbelievable.
Look at that place. Anyway, he's worth, because of this merger, $3 billion right off the bat. And they say the company about $5.5 billion. Not bad.
Now I know he was so confident and won that golf tournament over the weekend.
That was it.
He knew it was coming.
He knew this was happening. So good for him.
Man.
You know, and I hope he wins it all.
Well, you may be a $1 billionaire after tonight.
It'd be nice. Well, they said you bring home just about five and a half. $1.1 billion in Mega Millions. No one won Powerball. By the way.
What is it, 840 something now, Powerball?
864 something like that. It's way up there too. So if that one rolls over again, which is tomorrow night's drawing, that'll probably be near $1 billion. By the way, did either one of you see a billboard yet?
No.
Did anybody see a billboard to tell me whether or not it can accommodate $1 billion?
It is not.
All I'm asking.
It's trying to screw me up. I get to within vision.
Yeah.
And right past the Lake Worth Bridge, and it scrolls over to some stupid lawyer ad.
Diener, have you seen one?
I haven't, but I was thinking about it this morning, and on the way up north on 95, I'm going to be looking specifically at that billboard.
I looked yesterday. It wasn't there.
Gosh darn it.
I was like, what the heck?
Diener is going to stop in the middle lane on 95.
Oh, he probably will. Please, don't put that in his mind.
If you're going north on 95 by PGA later today and you see a silver Mustang stopped in the middle lane, it's me.
Well, he drives slow enough to see it scroll through three times, so you should be able
three.
To. Like, he could take a video.
Five, six. Remember, I pass him on the ramp.
Run me off the road.
He's like an old lady. Move.
All right, we've got rapid fire coming up next. We'll update you on the Baltimore Bridge collapse story, what's going on with that. Hopefully another rescue update. Hopefully some
Be
good
nice.
News out of that because it's search and rescue at this point in time. It's rough. And some other headlines too. And Shohtani, Dodgers superstar, mega better, had his press conference yesterday.
Yeah.
How'd that go? And what's Pete Rose saying about it? Fantastic statement.
I think that's great that somebody got him.
I can't believe we got that so quick. That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
You know, every once in a while we have a breaking overnight news story to talk about. It's not always good news. This is a really bad one out of Baltimore. This bridge collapse, just rough. It's search and rescue at this point.
Yeah, they still say they're searching for at least 7 people. They rescued 2. What happened is a container ship, which they now have confirmed, I guess, was chartered by Maersk. It's a huge Danish shipping company. Probably one of the biggest in the world, I would assume. It lost power somehow. They don't know how. It slammed into one of the beams of this Francis Scott Key Bridge that's over a mile and a half long. The bridge went plummeting into the river below. The river itself, 47 degrees. It's called the Patapsco River, 50 feet deep at its deepest. But now they say the tide's coming in. Experts have said at 47 degrees, most people would be able to last about an hour before hypothermia would set in.
Another official update from the city coming up at 9:30, they said. They're still, and this can't be the right number. It's got to be more. I hope it's not more, but it probably is. Searching for at least 7. They did rescue 2.
Yeah, they also said there was a construction crew on the bridge. So I don't know where on the bridge. From the video they have is so close and so clear. It doesn't look like in the original three spans that fall in that anybody was on it.
No, I know.
Or there were any cars on it. So maybe these are, you know, near the ends at the bases of this bridge. Who knows? But it's just a horrific situation.
You got to hope to, and again, we're still in search and rescue mode, but you got to figure there was a mayday call from the boat.
Well, it's
to get people off that bridge.
It's funny you say that, Bill, because I've seen a few reports of this. I guess not official, but I've just seen a few reports on Twitter that the ship's crew was not answering. So I've seen a few reports that they were unresponsive. And maybe that's due to the power outage.
Or they were too busy. They were too busy trying to save the ship from hitting the bridge.
I don't know.
You do see it, though. And they are confirming some sort of power loss because it does. The lights blink. It goes
the ship.
It's veering, and then it goes right into that support structure of the bridge. And then it doesn't take but, 15 seconds before this thing collapses?
Yeah, it goes right down.
And the actual wreckage of the bridge is what stopped the boat from going. So it's there on what would have been under the bridge.
It's horrible. It's like they just pray it isn't, you know, because of pilot error or, you know, boat captain error. You know, I mean, what caused the power outage?
Right.
I
don't know.
It's horrible.
Who knows? We'll update you as we go, though, and hopefully we get some great rescue stories out of this. I don't know. Let's hope for the best. In the meantime, closer to home, how about this? Social media ban signed for kids in Florida?
Mm. I was kind of shocked. I didn't think he was going to sign this.
I didn't either, but... And you pointed this out the last time we talked about it. When you listen to the end of it, I think that reveals exactly what they wanted to do with this. New bill protects kids from the harms of social media. It's now law in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis was busy yesterday signing that in Jacksonville. It forbids kids 13 and younger from creating social media accounts and requires the platforms to seek out and remove their profiles. Ah, so this is the first time one of these bills has actually put the responsibility on the social media companies.
Right.
To go seek out younger users and to not let them use their platforms. But it raises the age-old question. How do you do that?
Well, I think it puts the onus on the social platforms. They have until January.
Right.
That's when this law... Well, if it isn't appealed 10 times before that. But they have until January to change whatever it is. They're going to have to put some kind of safeguard in there. You know, it's like if you go to an alcohol site, you know, like I go to, Johnny Walker or Jack Daniels. Yeah,
you do. You have to put in your age. You do.
You know? But you could lie.
Right.
But they still can track you. So if they can track you and realize, hey, you know, you're not old enough, there's got to be something they can put in. Maybe you got to put in a driver's license. Who the hell knows?
I don't know. I don't know how they would stop that, but I think at the end of it is the ultimate end game here, is where you'd go after social media companies.
Yeah, that way they can find them. You know, for every kid that's on your website, we're going to find you 10 grand.
I am curious to see, guys, you know, maybe it's going to take some time to gather this data, I think, but maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, what does the data say about teen suicide and depression?
Oh, absolutely.
As far as it going down because of a law like this.
Yeah, if it works, because we know how bad it is now.
Right.
Mostly because of Instagram. They're the ones that have faced most of the criticism.
Have you ever seen a kid attacked on social media?
Bad.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. They can destroy a child in a matter of seconds.
It's horrible. Yeah.
So
cyberbullying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens with it, though. But he signed it. It's law in Florida. How they enforce this and what other states pick this up, I don't know. But there's precedent now.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents held responsible if their kid gets an account.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's a big move. Putin isn't happy, guys.
Oh, no.
Really? Why? He run out of bombs?
What's the matter with Vlad?
Well, he's talking about the attack in Moscow on Friday, right? That was awful.
Oh, it's horrible.
People there. He says now that he's going along with the reports that this was, you know, Islamic extremists with ISIS. ISIS-K, they call it.
Right.
Yeah.
He says using various channels, the U.S. is trying to convince its satellites in other countries that according to their intelligence, there are no Kyiv traces in the Moscow terror attack and that the bloody attack was carried out by followers of Islam. Members of ISIS, an organization that is banned in Russia. He says, we know by whose hands this crime against Russia and its people was committed, but we want to know who ordered it. So that's kind of his play here as far as he's basically intimating that Ukraine ordered the attack through ISIS.
Well, what did Bill say yesterday? This is going to be Putin's, you know, answer to, okay, I'm going to go bomb the crap out of Ukraine now because they're responsible for
this. That's what it's going to be. No matter who ultimately was responsible, if we ever find out.
Yeah, he'll still blame Ukraine.
Good luck with Ukraine. Yeah.
And this justifies to his people in Russia why we're taking Ukraine off the map.
Right. Yes, exactly. And he cannot appear weak, which is why you had these terrorists they caught tortured already.
And the videos put out on social media.
Oh, they have no problem showing that. It's like everywhere. Of all the stuff that's hidden out of Russia, then no problem showing that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be a show of force on this against Ukraine. It's going to be unbelievable.
By the way, quick update, Jen, real quick.
Yeah.
London High Court, I was talking about Julian Assange earlier.
Yes.
Extradition hearing in London today. They ruled that he can appeal his extradition to the United States.
Oh, that's good. So, that's good for him. For his life anyway.
Yeah. He's not being carried to the United States just yet because he wouldn't last long here.
He's come out and said, I won't make it. He'll kill me.
Yeah.
He knows too much. He's in jail right now.
Right.
For reporting.
Yeah.
Sad. Okay, we all remember the floating door from the Titanic. It's easy here now.
Do it.
It's too much hard stuff. It sold at auction yesterday.
What do you mean easy? No. She killed Jack.
Well,
there's plenty of room for both of them on the door.
I don't know who bought it. Well, we just found out it really wasn't a door. It was a plank, according to James Cameron. It was a piece of wood paneling. It wasn't really a door. And he said, yes, Jack would have been able to fit on it, but it would have sunk. Because it was only a piece of paneling, not a door. But anyway, somebody paid for the door that saved Rose, at least, more than $718,000 for that door.
For real? At
an auction.
What are they going to do with it?
Who the hell knows?
I'd put it in my pool. Fits on here. Yeah, let's go.
How many people can we fit on the door? And then the other two things that were big, Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones whip from Temple of Doom.
See,
sold
that's awesome.
For $525,000.
That's pretty cool.
That I would buy.
Okay, would you use it if you
in
bought
here.
It? Yeah.
Jen, we're running late.
And I don't remember. I never saw the movie.
More rapid fire stories.
I never saw the movie Kingpin, but Bill Murray's
Oh my
Red
God,
Rose
one of my
Bowling
favorites.
It's a classic.
$350,000.
Really? He played this. It was just like mocking the bowling industry. He played this bowling champion named Big Earn McCracken. and he had it was like a rose inside the ball.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It was like a glass bowling ball. It was fantastic.
Alrighty.
So good.
God, I love that.
John
movie.
Goodman in that, right?
See, I think he was it, yeah.
Now, what I would have paid for is Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining, but that only went for 125 Gs.
Oh,
that's nothing. It?
That's a bargain, if you ask me.
It's actually awesome. That is kind of low for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Shelley Duvall bought it to bury it.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 3, a symbiotic suit there, $125.
That's pretty cool.
So, did you buy it?
No. I put a bid in, but they outbid me by about $125,000. So.
You know this, whoever bought it is climbing up buildings right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know they tried it on.
You know that.
And it's some big fat guy. It didn't fit into it. All right, how do you know these are tough economic times?
How?
Trader Joe's has had to up the price of a banana for the first time in 23 years.
Oh, geez.
They haven't changed the price of a banana in 23 years?
That's the sign.
Holy cow.
And by more than 20%.
Wow.
They've been selling bananas for 19 cents a piece since 2001, and they've been bragging about it. Well, no more. They used to say same price 20 years and running. Those signs are gone. 21% increase, but it's also just 4 cents more because they're very cheap. But still...
So I got to pay 23 cents?
You know what amazes
banana?
Me? You can buy a single banana still.
Yeah. Have you never been to a 7-Eleven? They sell them all the time.
You ever come across that in Publix? You go to buy a bunch of bananas and you notice one has 6, the other one has 5. How did that happen? They're ripping the bananas off.
That's called Biden economics.
That's what it is. Yeah, I've seen it. People are ripping off bananas.
By the way.
And they're buying those stolen
You buy
bananas.
Your fruit at 7-Eleven?
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah, give me one banana and one of those 40-day-old hot dogs.
Why are you looking
rolling
at me like
around.
Crazy?
Have what? You ever bought tomatoes on a vine?
No.
Okay, never mind. All right. Same thing.
Tomatoes on a vine? I buy canned sauce, Jen. What do you think I am?
God help us. God help me. You wonder why.
Have you ever squished your own grapes for wine?
Go to Jen's house. She's back there in a big tub squishing grapes.
God almighty.
I'll put this out there real quick. This is an infuriating hypothetical to finish off rapid fire with. By the way, happy birthday to Diana Ross real quick. She's 80 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but last night, this is not a Diana Ross concert. Roger Waters from Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Is on tour, which I didn't know.
Yes.
He started off his show in Kansas City.
Yes.
With a giant sign behind him on the I guess call it a jumbotron, whatever. This the stage signing.
Says I will not sing Stairway to Heaven.
It says Trump is a pig.
Oh,
yeah. It's,
that's how he started off his concert.
He's an absolute lunatic.
What do you do in that scenario?
What? Okay.
Do you leave? Like, if you're you just want to come see Roger Waters perform.
I think you know what he's about if you buy that ticket already.
Yeah.
Just want to hear songs from the wall. Let me ask you this. What do you do if you're in a band with him? Because David Gilmour has had to deal with that lunatic since 1970.
Wow, yeah.
They've had massive fights.
And apparently, I'm seeing this now, too. He performed this song called, is it called Pigs, I think?
Yeah.
And the whole thing was Trump. They had Trump's face all over the place on his screens. Mike, that's a level of derangement that really is unhealthy.
Well, you know.
But I'm just wondering, like, do you leave? You go to a concert like that? I know, like you said, you got to know what you're getting. It's Roger Waters, but...
Probably.
You know, and if you're a Trump supporter, you're just like, oh, I can see Roger Waters, and the whole thing is basically a hate Trump fest. That's uncomfortable.
I want to see a picture of somebody in a MAGA hat at a Roger Waters show. That's a brave soul.
Yeah,
even
probably
if you're not a Trump
see
supporter,
it.
You're just like apolitical. That's probably annoying, right?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, I just don't understand why these artists all get involved with politics. Stay out of it.
They think they know better. I don't know.
Unless he's playing your music, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah.
You know?
Roger Waters, ladies and gentlemen.
That's him. So I assume he's not getting back into Pink Floyd.
No, I guess not.
Right.
And
Sorry. That
was my college anthem, just so you know. That whole album.
All right, we got last segment coming up here next. We'll finish it up with an update on anything we hear about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. But also, did they find P. Diddy yet?
Oh,
no. Major music artist is on the lam internationally now.
It's insane.
It sounds insane just to say that. All right, that and more we got to coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from.
That's Fox 11 in Los Angeles covering the story. Another breaking story from last night and late yesterday afternoon. Not as serious as the Baltimore thing we'll get to here in just a second. But P. Diddy, big name. Major music artist, he's on the lam. He's literally left the country because the feds raided a house in L.A. and in Miami.
Yeah, and what they're charging him with, what the allegations are, child trafficking, a whole bunch of stuff.
But it's some gross stuff, no doubt.
Let's start there. Rumor has it his plane landed in Antigua.
Really?
That's what they're saying. But Antigua has a relationship with us, so they're going to extradite him. The FBI is going to show up, have a nice little suntan, have a couple of cocktails, take a nap. Wake up, arrest him, and bring him back.
Yeah, I don't think they're too worried about any extradition rules in the Caribbean.
So
they always see it as like they could just... Didn't they do that in the Bahamas with Sam Brinkman Freed?
Yeah, that's right. They did. SBF there.
They kept on saying, look, we can walk in right now and just grab him. Can you just give him to us?
How long does this become a standoff situation? Like, think about that. Like, they find P. Diddy if it's Antigua or wherever.
It could.
And you're talking about a standoff situation with the feds on some island where they're going to arrest P. Diddy? I mean, he's on the run.
I don't think P. Diddy stands a chance, just so you know. Even if he does have his posse with him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He's literally on the run.
Wild. That's amazing. Story. Did you ever think we'd be saying that P. Diddy's on the run?
Wow.
No. I mean, the rumors for years about, you know, what he's into, I totally get that. But the allegations coming out now, proven or not, I don't know. It's just what people are saying.
Yeah,
it's a wild story.
Why would you run if you're innocent?
Exactly.
You know, you're guilty of something. It might not be trafficking. It may not be, you know, prostitution, or maybe it's drugs. Who knows?
I don't know.
He's guilty of something. You just don't take off.
And as we kind of wrap up the day here, this most tragic overnight story happened at 1:30 a.m. Eastern time. That bridge collapsed, the Key Bridge in Baltimore. They'll update this at 9:30, but they say they rescued two, but they're missing seven people. And you got to have a feeling it's more than that. But let's hope they get some good news out of this. That's a rough, rough deal.
It's a horrible deal. It's just sad all the way around. But some good news. Go check out our Facebook pages or our page on our blog. Chime in on the Shohtani situation. A lot of people are chiming in. I said, do you think he's guilty? A lot of people think he's new.
Shohtani.
Well, whatever his name
is. All I know is Pete Rose said, I wish I had a translator. That's all I need to know.
That's all you need to know right there. Are we done?
Yes.
Okay, it's all you need to know is we're gone. We'll be back tomorrow morning unless we win tonight's Mega Millions at 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you then. Thanks for listening.